The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You are listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Skiing. This is the TWBC podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, here we are at the tail end of the San Gervasio Pro-Am. Great to have you on board on this latest episode of the TWBC podcast. And you know, we've got a little bit of noise in the background. I do like a little bit of ambience. We've got some people celebrating and all that kind of stuff, you know. Yeah, but Ali, we got to stop meeting like this. I mean, I mean, second consecutive weekend, you know, and you know, you had more success in actually winning this time around. Last week, it was more about the performance. And how do you reckon you did this time?
Yeah, no, we had a little bit of a rocky start this weekend, but overall, ecstatic to end up on top this weekend. Super happy with my score in the semifinal rounds against Manon. She went out and ran 4:10.7, put up a big score. I was the second skier in the head-to-head, so it was a score I had to beat. I've been getting to 4 quite a bit, but to turn 4 and get to 5, I've done once this year, and that was when I ran it. So it was a big ask. I'm ecstatic to have gotten outside, ecstatic to take home the win, and so ready to go home.
All right, and it didn't start particularly well, did it?
No. My first round was 1.5 at 11, which I believe is my lowest score of the year, so... it was kind of a weird score, kind of a fluke. Happy to shake it off and, you know, be able to figure my stuff out today.
Okay, so I mean, you really did shake it off between 1.5 and 11, and what you did from there on out, you know. I mean, how do you recover from something like that? I mean, it's one thing to ski consistently all year long, you know, putting up scores that will be enough to go to the final. But when you have like a significant dip in form at that point, and you know that it takes something way more beyond that to actually see you advance. I mean, is it just a case of suck it up, buttercup, and go?
A little bit. I mean, after the first round, I kind of tried to shake it off and just be like, you know, it was something weird. I don't really know. I didn't really have an explanation. I went back and watched it. I still really didn't come up with much of an explanation of what happened. I skied the next round and was able to improve by 6 buoys. And then today, I felt like I came into today with a lot kind of clearer mind, a lot better mindset. I felt more ready today compared to yesterday. So in the first round of the head-to-heads, I ran 11. Jamie Metcalf did not, so I didn't have to keep skiing. I chose to keep skiing, though, and take the 10.7 in that first round just to kind of get yesterday out of my mind, put myself at ease a little bit. I ended up with a 3.5. Didn't try very hard to hold on to the hit out of 4, but it was kind of like, okay, I feel like I'm back, I feel ready, and it gave me the confidence moving into the next round.
All right then, so yeah, you've taken the win, you head back to the United States, you've got a little bit of a rest to get you nice and recover for the next event. The next event is Calgary, way up in the Great White North.
That's right, so this will be my first trip to Canada. Super excited to go there. So I have 2 weeks off. I'm definitely going to take a couple days when I get home. My dog is waiting for me at my house in Florida, so I am ecstatic to get home tomorrow night and see him and just have a couple days of rest, a couple days not on the road, unpacking and just, yeah, hanging out back in Florida.
You're going to have a lot of time to reflect upon this, aren't you? I mean, starting with the flight home tomorrow morning from Malpensa, and I mean, what's that going to be like? Because I mean, in years past, you know, I mean, you've gone out there, you've performed and everything, but gotten nowhere near the top. Now you are at the top, essentially, and I think you've actually extended your lead from 4th into 3rd right now on the Waterski Pro Tour standings, which is nice, obviously. So. So, I mean, a lot to reflect upon, I would say.
Yeah, a lot to reflect upon. I mean, obviously, I feel like when you leave an event, there's kind of two ways that you look at an event. You either gave it all you had or you left some on the table. I'm going to walk away from this one pretty happy. So it's good to end the trip on a high. It's been kind of a long trip. I know coming into this weekend, I was kind of feeling a little bit worn down. And I'm so excited to kind of live on this high as I go home and have a couple weeks off.
All right, then. So what's that going to look like? I mean, a couple of weeks off, are you just going to bake in the sun for a little bit? Are you going to visit one or two stores that you've never had time to go to, you know, in Tennessee or wherever? I mean, where's a restful vacation for you?
Yeah, we had talked about possibly going home for a couple of days. It was just kind of trying to figure out how to make it work. It's really hard to get home in the ski season. So right now, I think my plan is to kind of just stay in Florida, stay at my house there, and try to just kind of relax for a couple days. Like I said, my sweet dog is at home. Asher loves the pool, so we're probably going to have some pool days. Get back into a little bit of a normal routine, not spending the entire day at a lake all the time.
So how far out from Calgary are you going to get back into major high intensity stuff to keep this high that you're on right now?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm not really one for days off. I'll probably be itching here in a few days. I won't take more than a week for sure. It'll be less than a week. But I'll be itching to get back out to the lake, get skiing again, continue this high that I've been on. The season's kind of been on the up and up, and I hope that we can continue that all the way through Worlds.
All right, then. The Worlds is going to represent probably your last event of the season, but we do have some events beyond Calgary going into Canada. I think after that, isn't it? It's going to be, what is it, California?
California, and then I believe there's one or two weeks off, and then Mastercraft, Malibu, and Traverse Grand Prix all in a row, and then I believe 2 weeks off again and Worlds. So it's going to be here before we know it.
All right, then. So, you're at the halfway point of the season. I mean, obviously you're going to take that flight home and try and stay awake for as long as possible, because jet lag the other way it can be pretty brutal.
I'm always way worse, I think, going home. I do a pretty good job adjusting to getting over here. Going home is definitely my struggle.
All right, so when you do, obviously everyone wants to try and improve upon what they're doing. You know, it's probably going to be a tall order for you to do so. But I mean, is there anything that you've noticed in your slalom performances out there from a technical point of view that you're saying, you know, I'm doing well, but you know what, if I could tweak this a little bit or do something a little bit different here or there, I can take this from where I am to just...
Yeah, my biggest thing kind of this year has been my move into three ball. I've been getting a lot of really good starts. My one and twos have been good, and then I just kind of come off the handle really early into three or four, and I don't quite keep moving through the course. So that's kind of been my focus today from round one to round two. For 10-7, I focused on I hit my gate really, really hard in the first time. I was still able to get to four, but I really tried to back off on that. So just kind of dialing in the gates and then keeping my moves out to the buoy consistent. I think as I get excited, I like to come off the handle a little early, and I move to the back of the ski at the end of the turn, and then I kind of shoot myself in the foot, and that's all she wrote.
I think a lot of what you're trying to achieve and what you're saying right there probably evidenced itself out of number two into number three over at Caiaphas in the time that you took 10.75 meters. You know, you took a really sharp number two and kind of unsteadied yourself, but you stayed patient, didn't you? I mean, you didn't come off the handle so soon to try and arrest that speed and momentum.
Exactly. So in a lot of the previous rounds, I've gotten kind of excited when something like that happens at two, and I've tried to, go too fast into three. And that round, I stayed patient. I moved out to three. I moved out to four. And when I turned four, I was like, okay, we're in it. I really think today, if I had not been so focused on getting outside five, I had the start in the semifinal rounds to put one down again. So as I go back home and get back to practicing, it's just going to be kind of nailing that down, making it as consistent as I possibly can for all of the events this fall.
And knocking down 10.75 meters like more and more regularly. Bang, bang, bang.
Exactly. Yeah, that's definitely the goal. I've been far more consistent getting to like four ball this year. So we're going to try to nail down that four and start nailing down six.
What was the conversation between you and Zane like after you got off the dock?
He called me all excited. So he's actually on his way to Norway right now to do kind of a little coaching clinic there. And he said his flight took off when we were skiing semifinals, and he said he landed and his phone just blew up. So he called me super excited, as always. He's probably, I mean, my parents are definitely right there too, but one of my biggest supporters. He's gone out of his way for me and has done so much, and I truly don't think I would be here today without all of his help.
All right, then. We're going to keep this short and sweet and let you get on your way. I mean, the car's already packed, and you're ready to head out towards the airport way. In a few words, kind of sum up how this sojourn in Europe has treated you, and kind of give us a bit of the highlights. I mean, obviously, the one in Caiaphas is going to stand out, and this one's probably either going to just barely surpass it or come up in second. So, I mean, just give us a quick summation, why don't you?
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a trip that will go down in my history books forever. First 10-2, first win of the year, pretty big one for me. And then just, I've made so many memories this year. I've traveled with skiers last year. I had, my mom came for part of the trip. And this year I've been kind of on my own doing stuff with all the skiers. We've gone a lot of really cool places, done some really fun stuff outside of the lakes. Just a lifetime of memories made. And I really think that that's what the ship's about. It's definitely a long trip on the road, but I'm so excited to do it all again next year.
All right, then. And that has been face-to-face with Ali Nicholson as part of the TWBC podcast. The latest edition of the podcast will deal with the Europe and Africa championships. And when we return stateside, we'll do some more stuff with the pro events that will take place. But in the meantime, and thanking Ali Nicholson for her participation in this podcast, I will say ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.